This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us. I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, "Never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind." It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away. And our conservative cause badly needs more people. This is now his time for choosing. I end my campaign with the same words I began it, from the book of Joshua. I direct them to all Americans, but especially to so many of the women and girls out there who put their faith in our campaign. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for God will be with you wherever you go. In this campaign, I have seen our country's greatness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, America. God bless you.
There you have it. Nikki Haley gone like a turkey through the cone. She's out of here. She's out of my life. You know the Michael Jackson song? She's out of my life. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to live or die. But it cuts like a knife. That wasn't too bad for a guy that does radio multiple hours a day and interviews and all kinds of stuff and his horse. But she's out of our lives. What will we do now? Pro Nikki Haley people, what are they going to do? Everybody, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say everybody. A bunch of people are wondering, because you're writing to me, Kevin, what do you think? Is Donald Trump going to get her voters? Nikki Haley doesn't have that many voters. She doesn't. 7% max. And I'm going to tell you, if you're, okay, what did Nikki Haley run on? She ran on, I'm not Trump, I'm a woman, and don't vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's policies are reckless. Look, I don't care what ilk you are of Republican. You could be Rhino. You could be Reno. You could be, it doesn't matter. Give me whatever ilk of Republican you are. If you are a true Republican, can you vote for Joe Biden? Could you vote for Gavin Newsom? Could you vote for Michelle Obama? Could you vote for Kamala Harris? Could you vote for, would you be my neighbor? Of course you couldn't. So Nikki Haley says, I wish him luck, and I hope that he is able to bring people together, whatever. The woman, by the way, who told us she would go down to the last vote, I will be there until the last vote is cast. See, I wish if Nikki Haley had said to me, look, I'm going to run a good campaign, and here's what my campaign's about. I'm going to say some things that may make you think I'm a Democrat because I'm looking at things, in my view, pragmatically. You may not always agree, but I disagree with President Trump. I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't want to run, and I said I wouldn't run if he ran, but here's what compelled me to run and gave me some reason. Not because, as far as I'm concerned, she reneged. That makes her a renegger. Yeah, don't you white people say that word. I can say that word. And the FEC is not, they are not going to say anything to me. She's a renegger, okay? Don't even say it correctly. Anyway, back to the point, because you got me off track. If Nikki Haley had given me some sort of a reason, like, look, I loved working for the president, but I disagree with him vehemently on this. I think I offer a reasonable solution. I'm not sure he's electable, but look, we'll fight it out in the court of public opinion here. And may the best man, woman, person win. If she had said anything close to that, she'd be okay, but she didn't. She implied, we've made a stupid decision. And you look, okay, so what? Donald Trump picked me as a UN ambassador. That was the one good pick he had. Everybody else is bad. All his other policies are bad. I'm the only good thing, and I'm going to save us. I'm going to save us from him. I'm going to save you from him, because you're just like the Democrats say you are. You're too stupid to know better. I'll save you. See, I don't like that attitude. You got a whole different attitude right there. Anyway, pro-Haley super PAC, it's called Primary Pivot, is going to relaunch. You want to know what it's going to be? Haley voters for Biden. They urged non-Republicans to cast votes for Nikki Haley in pivoting to November. Now they want Haley's voters to support Biden. So the day she announced, they essentially said, we're going to become Haley voters for Biden. Anyone who supported Haley in a swing state, they want them to vote for Biden. How well do you think that's going to go? How many people do you think voters for Haley are going to switch and vote for Biden? Because let me make a prediction. If they don't vote for Haley, and they obviously aren't, they can't, you think they're going to vote for Biden? Biden has people that won't vote for Biden. They said this is an effort from people who have actually supported Nikki Haley to try to guide as many of them as possible towards a candidate that respects democracy. See, you know it's a leftist group when they say that. Even if they may disagree with him politically. Robert Schwartz. Here's what Primary Pivot said it would focus on. Haley voters in states where they can be counted. Nearly 300,000 in Michigan, 250,000 in North Carolina. Now, how did this super PAC start? You ready? It urged New Hampshire Democrats to temporarily switch their registrations. They spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to activate potential Haley voters in South Carolina and Super Tuesday states, only to get bupkis. And I told you before, they're not energizing Republicans or people that even want to give one thought to voting for Trump or supporting conservative causes. They want to energize Democrats. And Haley was the best person. They couldn't even energize these Democrats to vote for their own person. Not none of them wanted Joe Biden. Good luck with that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got this email, and I do this often. I tell people, let's not forget what we're no longer talking about. We haven't done it in a while, so I figured, let's do it now. Why not? I apologize in advance. Pardon me. I have forgotten who sent me this email, and I've added to it, and I've made a few changes, so it's kind of both of ours at this point. But I do like to give attribution to the proper person. But anyway, here's some of the things that they say are no longer in the news. And before I get to that, I want to let you know you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And no matter what market you're listening to us in, we want to hear from you. Let us know. Kevin, I'm calling from St. Louis, or I'm writing from Utah, or whatever it may be. Let me know. We want to know that we're reaching people, we're making a difference. And if you like the program, please share it. Let somebody else know about it. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell a relative. Tell somebody that may be on the fence. And give them enough of an, you know, to let them know what I'm about so they can go, ooh, I don't like that guy. Because I'm going to tell you, there are people that listen to my program that they started out going, oh, man, he thinks he's all blah, blah. Now they're like my biggest fans. Why do I know? Because they write to me and tell me. Kevin, man, when I first started listening to you, you made me so mad. Really? Well, good. Did I make you think? Because here's the thing. I'm not speaking directly to you. I'm only speaking in generalities. If it happens, if something fits and you're like, ooh, that kind of fits. Well, it's like being in church. You think the pastor's talking only to you? You think the Bible is written only for you? You take from it what you want. I'm not trying to imply that this is the word of God, even though I do believe this in my heart of hearts. I believe that the things that I share with you are God telling me, Kevin, here's my thoughts. He gives them to me, I give them to you. I don't tell you that mine are right. I'm not telling you that me being the vessel, because once it gets filtered through man, you don't know what's in it. You know what I mean? It could be self-serving, it could be whatever. I'm not trying to be that, but I can't always guard against it. But I do know this. I ask God to inspire me every time I get on this microphone, because it's not about me. It's about the life that I want our kids to live. We could all stop doing this today, and let me tell you, we aren't going to get hit that bad. Maybe one more lockdown in our lifetime or something, but we could survive it. But do you want your kids to survive what you're seeing? Your grandkids? Great-grandkids? Smoke them if you got them. Anyway, let's go back to this. Things that are not in the news. Maui wildfires. Remember, that was a big deal. I've seen a couple of things about it. You know what I've mostly seen? How they're trying to rip them off. They want to give them pennies on the dollar for that property. Think about the pristine property of Lahaina. I don't know if you've ever been. I've been a few times. It's beautiful. And it's a burned eyesore. It looks like Kilauea erupted and just ran over the town. And how did all that happen? You should go back and revisit it if you want. Think about how structured that fire was. Still got a lot of stuff around that. Is it controversial? To some degree, yeah. I'm not going to go all Alex Jones on you here. I still use Alex in that remark, but I'll be honest with you. I appreciate Alex Jones. I appreciate guys that are willing to put their butts on the line because they're bucking the system. We've learned the system's pretty nasty. East Palestine, Ohio, for the second time. Remember that? I guess there was a toxic explosion or something, and Joe Biden didn't want to go. I don't remember the details, but I know it wasn't good. Here's another one. Joe Biden's classified documents as a senator. It was in the news, but they let him off. You know, of course, they let him off. Well, they let him off as VP. Maybe this person is saying, why aren't they talking about him as a senator? Maybe that's what they're wanting to get done. Here's another one. Fauci working with China to create a bioweapon. Now, I'm doing an entire show on COVID. It'll cover some of Fauci, but it's true. Where is the little leprechaun? I'm sure he's doing some media, and he's a people want, they're mad at me, and I don't understand why they would be mad at me because I was, you know, whatever. We're mad at you, Fauci, because you were a liar. He is what he is. Here's one. Pete Buttigieg's best friend is in prison for child porn. I did not know that, to go all Johnny Carson on you. I did not know that. Ed, I did not know that. Cocaine in the White House. Have we found the culprit? I heard the Secret Service was all over this. And I guess they hadn't found him. Here's another one. The data collected from the Chinese spy balloons. Do we know what they got? Have we figured out why NORAD or somebody didn't shoot it down? Are we ever going to find out? Something tells me we won't. Ukraine intelligence documents released that showed they were suffering massive losses and the American taxpayer was being lied to. I don't know that I need anything to tell me that, because I suspected it anyway. And I don't remember these documents being leaked, so I'm presuming this person is right. Maybe you guys know more about this particular story than I do. But here's what I'll tell you. Nothing about it surprises me. They want to keep us from learning that Ukraine is losing the war. And it doesn't matter how many munitions we ship them, how much money we ship over there, they're losing the war. You're just enriching generals who are going to run away, go to neighboring countries, become filthy rich, and that's the end of that. Here's the next one. These are both involving J6. Nancy Pelosi's film crew on January 6th. How would you know to have a film crew in the Capitol and you're going to be talking about that day. How do you know that? Oh, well, Kevin, they were going to, you know, march because that was the last day that Trump could get in or whatever. Okay, so you're telling me that Pelosi's set up a film crew, and while she's building the fort around the Capitol, she's not concerned. She's only concerned about getting the shots. I'm not talking about COVID shots. I'm talking about getting the camera angles right. Make her look good on that side. You know what I mean? What about the January 6th prisoners who are still in jail? And the ruling that just happened. The DOJ said, you sentenced them improperly. That's not going to get much talk, is it? That the DOJ was giving extra harsh sentences to those folks. What about veterans being kicked out of shelters to make room for illegals? That's pretty sad. Here's another one. Veterans Affairs prioritizing health care of illegals over veterans. That infuriates me. I love this one. Pizzagate, quote, debunker, got jailed for. Anybody, Pizzagate is the child pornography thing. What do you think this Pizzagate debunker got jailed for? That's right. He had kiddie porn on his computer. The stuff writes itself. How about this one? The gay porn in the Senate room, in the Senate hearing room. Did anybody get fired or did they get promoted? Of course we know about Afghanistan getting shot down. Three service members were killed in Jordan. Oh, what about Hunter Biden's $500,000 paintings? Or the 85,000 missing children at the border? Or Epstein's client list? Or Barack Obama coordinating with four other countries the Five Eyes thing to spy on Trump in 2016? I'll just have to leave it there, but I wasn't even done.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation department.
We find the defendant, Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We were talking about the border strategy and how the Democrats are trying to make it appear as though Donald Trump is responsible for the surge, and of course nobody's buying it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, here's something kind of cool. My merch has begun arriving, and we're tailoring it. Some of them are big on the shirt, so we're redoing it, but I do suggest you go check it out. I've got my Trump Because Screw You cup is right in front of me here. I got my Bleeding Blue cup on my desk. I'm wearing a Trump So Screw You shirt. I've got a Trump skeleton shirt on. I've got my no hat right next to me. Our merch is starting to flow. I'm liking it. I like what I'm seeing. Anyway, I hope you guys will go to the Kevin Jackson Network. Our merch is our message. And I hope you'll get something and wear it proudly. Anyway, I want to go back to this because this is on CNN. They allow a Republican to set the stage on border, and then Ana Navarro, she inadvertently says what she wasn't supposed to say. And it always cracks me up when these Democrats are so stupid, when they don't even catch themselves. They're saying something, like, well, you know, and you can almost see, it's like a kid, you know, that's lying to you about they broke the lamp. Well, I had the ball. I was kicking the ball, but I was only kicking it outside. But then somehow the ball ended up inside. And, you know, it sounds like that. Only worse, because that actually made sense. But I'm going to play it in two pieces. I want to let you know that CNN actually brought a Republican strategist on and let him speak. And they couldn't refute it. So I'm telling you, I know media very well. This is one of these things where most people aren't going to talk about it because they don't catch it. But this is one of these deals where if you know media, you go, they should have jumped him. If they, with everything they think, they should have jumped this guy, and they didn't do it. Here it is.
I don't think that's what it is. I think the fact that the border is out of control and the Biden administration has made the problem worse is what's a bigger problem. The key portion of this electorate are going to be people who may not always like the way Trump talks or his choice of words, but they don't like the way Joe Biden's policies are acted. And immigration is going to be number one on that. Immigration and prices both. And that's going to be the pull and push of this campaign. Can the Biden campaign demonstrate that, in fact, they're going to take a new direction on immigration and on the economy? They're going to move more to the center? Or can Trump convince voters to look past some of the rhetoric they don't like?
You could make the case that the immigration system is broken. I don't think many people will argue about that. But talking about poisoning the blood of the country,
the numbers of illegal immigrants and encounters on the border are what's going to drive this election. It's not going to end up being about Donald Trump's rhetoric. It's going to end up being about the numbers under Joe Biden and the reality American citizens are seeing in cities across the country.
Great job by that Republican. Didn't fall for the bait, the blood of whatever. They want to make it sound like, and you've heard them say it, Republicans don't like immigrants. No, we don't like illegal immigrants. We don't like shoplifters. We don't like pedophiles. We don't like thieves. We don't like murderers. We don't like crooked politicians. There's a lot of things we don't like. It doesn't mean we don't like politicians. Doesn't mean we don't like so-and-so. You get what I'm saying? They try to make it sound like the Republicans are so... We are not mean-spirited. And that guy held his own. And the other thing, remember when Donald Trump, he made the comment, my brother and I talked about this. He made the comment, he said something about, yeah, you know, black community, they embrace me. And really, he goes, it's funny because all these people targeting me and they want to put me in jail and all this. It's making the black community wake up and look at how racist he is. Oh, my goodness, how racist. And yeah, and swear to you, true story. Literally the next day, one of my black friends called me and said, man, shoot, Trump, they treating Trump like a brother. It's made up. Yeah, I was like, there you go. It wasn't like he would call me up and like, man, yo, president, he over here talking about black folks. It was, and I don't remember, honestly, who I talked to. I think it was my cousin because my uncle had a heart attack. And he was just getting out of the hospital. He's doing okay. Still running game on the family. He called four people to tell us he didn't have any food. Just letting you know how things work. Called me up, nephew. Yeah, I don't know who's going to take care of me. Ain't got no food. Got 12 kids calling me. And I started laughing. I'm like, how many kids you got? But he called four people in the family. Y'all think I'm kidding you? My producers are like, I'm serious. My uncle, he called four people, told us all he didn't have food. We're Uber Eatsing over to his house. I live in a completely different state. He's got 12 kids, three of them that live in the city where he is, and he's calling us. It was crazy. But anyway, going back to the matter at hand, the Democrats believe they can get over. They're like, I love my uncle to death, but they're like him. They think they can get over on you. That you're not going to check up. You know, illegal immigration, number one, for what Trump said wasn't racist. What Trump said about illegal immigration, about the, you know, poisoning our blood, he's talking about culturally. It's a metaphor. They know that. They don't want you to believe, they don't want you to think that, because then you start thinking for yourself. I want to go back to this, though. I want to talk about the rest of this, because Ana Navarro chimed in, and here's what she said.
This is a golden oldie for Donald Trump, right? It worked for him in 2016. Let's remember the first thing he said was he went after Mexican immigrants, calling them rapists and criminals. So he goes to this over and over again. It's funny because, you know, what he's talking about, there's zero evidence that countries are opening up their insane asylums and their jails and letting these people go to the border. That did happen once. You and I remember that. Yeah. It happened in Cuba when Castro opened up the insane asylums and the jails, and a lot of good people and a lot of crazy people came at the same time. And I actually think he's kind of like taking a page from that historical occurrence, Mariel, in 1980, and using it with zero evidence. And we do have a problem. And the problem is that there's countries like Cuba, like Venezuela, which you can't pronounce, like Nicaragua, and Haiti. Three of those are ruled by left-wing dictators who are anti-American. Haiti is a complete basket case right now and getting worse by the minute. And there's no controlling of that. And there's no cooperation from those countries. They don't even want to take deportees back. And so it is a problem that's not one day in the making, one year in the making. It's been a decade or more in the making. And Joe Biden needs to remind people, I hope he does so in the State of the Union, that the reason we don't have border policy right now, the border could be shut right now. The reason it's not is because Donald Trump ordered his minions in Congress not to pass the border bill.
Welcome back, everybody, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm sure you caught it. You are astute people. I know you were able to see exactly, to hear exactly what I'm about to tell you. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because that's my job. Here's the deal. Ana Navarro says there is zero evidence that countries are emptying out their jails in asylums. Now, they did it before.
But see, it seems like Trump is taking a page out of the old Castro stuff, out of the old Cuba stuff, in Cuba, in Venezuela, in Colombia, in Nicaragua, in whatever, right? She's validating exactly what Trump says. She says there's zero evidence, but it happened in the past. Well, that's evidence. Okay? I'm not trying to go all Perry Mason on you, but that's evidence. So what she's trying to tell you is, well, just because they did it in the past don't mean they're going to do it now. I mean, you got Castro. He hated America. Then what does she tell us? Oh, wait a minute. The guy that runs Haiti, Venezuela, whatever, the country she named, they hate America. Huh. So, like with Cuba, who hated America, and when Castro emptied out his jails and his asylums and sent those people to America, you don't think these other countries are doing it? I know, there's zero evidence. And you need to learn how to pronounce Venezuela, Kevin. You don't know how to pronounce Venezuela and Nicaragua. You need to learn your Spanish, okay? Okay? Yeah. She goes on to tell us, you can't control them. They're not cooperating. They won't take their people back. I wonder why. Let me ask you this. If you sent your Olympic athletes to America, let's just use those guys as an example. Let's say Venezuela, Nicaragua, or whatever. They sent their best athletes their best athletes immigrated illegally to America. And we said, look, we got your 4x400 meter track team here. We got your discus thrower. We got your long jumpers. We got your, you know, whatever you name it. And we need to send these people back. You think Venezuela, Nicaragua, and whatever would take their people back? You think then they would go, you know, we might want them back. Or when they go, nope, it's a one-way unidirectional policy. You go to the United States, Estados Unidos, and we don't want you back. Don't you even think about coming back here, okay? Because you could think you could come back here. You're in big trouble. We get you in big trouble. So she's literally making the case for Donald Trump, who says they're poisoning the blood. They want these people to come here and be disrupted, suck off of our system, so we can become a third world crap hole like the very one that they left. And people like Ana Navarro wanted to have.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Exam for Joe Biden came out and said he doesn't need a cognitive test, so we're just not going to do one. It just felt so ridiculous to me because that's the issue in the election. People have seen things on television that are concerning. And if they've seen it, it seems like the doctor has seen it. And it just felt so false to me. And I'm wondering how you felt about it.
One of my specialties back when I was in practice was brain and central nervous system. And cognitive ability, cognitive agility, And these things can be defined objectively, such as memory, of course, and what's called working memory, the ability to comprehend, put sentences together, express yourself. All of these things are very measurable. And if you really had nothing to hide, I think you would hide nothing. And if you had no problem with neurological deficits, wouldn't you want to crow about that? Wouldn't you want to have a transparent neurocognitive examination and show the world that was the case? That kills the issue in the election.
I don't know much about it, but cognitive stuff, I've seen it deteriorate. I've watched myself lose certain elasticity. I'll give an example. I'm revamping my French, and sometimes you forget the words. You're like, what's that word? Or I'll forget how to conjugate a verb, and I'll be thinking to myself, I know this verb, but I can't think of it. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Cognitive ability. I think I speak for almost everybody listening to the program. You've seen your parents deteriorate. One of my friends, his wife has dementia. And we went to visit, and he warned me. He says, hey, Kevin, I won't say her name. He says, Kevin, you know, so-and-so, she may not remember you. Just kind of play it off. And we did. We had to play it off. And, yeah, we've known each other. And the brain is a strange thing. And who knows when it happens? Things happen. The same way you physically, your body goes, I can't do that anymore. Your brain goes, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. You want to know the biggest issue happening with me right now? I have a lot more anxiety. I used to never understand anxiety. I was never anxious. I have more anxiety than I've ever had in my life. It's not debilitating. I have these, you know, these things that I play that calm me. You know what calms me? When I see water. If I drive up and there's trees and I can see a lake or an ocean. So really a lake. Oceans don't calm me as much. Lakes do. Things like that. Certain sounds are soothing. But before, I didn't even pay attention. Your brain, things happen, man. We age and things change. And that's why you have to watch it. And sometimes you got to self-regulate. You have to say, you know what? I'm done. It's like a boxer. He's fought. He may even win his last fight. And he goes, you know what? That's it. I'm retiring on top. Because my reflexes aren't there. This doesn't happen. That's the part. It's going to happen. And I think it's just God's plan. And I don't think anything we can do about it. I don't think there's enough supercomputers, quantum computers, nanotechnology, whatever, to make a better thing than God has made. We're supposed to be here for a certain number of seasons and then we're done. And if we ever lose the concept of you have a short life and you better be thinking beyond it, now you're playing God. Let me get back to what I was going to talk about. Biden has a new strategy. His campaign's flailing. And he's revamping his attack strategy on Trump. Because when you have no policy successes and your economy is in triage, you're in the midst of multiple wars that you started, what can you do except blame the last guy? Look at the border situation. They shift blame all the time. It's chapter 2 in the Democrat playbook. Nothing new with that part of the strategy, by the way. So, as I mentioned, they're blaming Donald Trump for the surge in the border. A surge that he actually stopped after Obama. But of course, nobody but the most hardcore leftist is going to fall for this. But still, Democrats got to feed those zombies. And I tell you, they're feeding the zombies brains, but where would they be getting them? Because they certainly don't have them themselves. So the border strategy is not working. Clearly, I've played clip after clip today, dedicated the first hour almost to the border issue, and what I'm telling you is it's not working and it's not going to work. But Biden does have an answer. The Daily Caller wrote about this. The guy who's got a hair trigger temper, Joe Biden, the guy that will call you a dog faced pony soldier to your face, challenge you to push ups, tell you that he has no responsibility to you as a worker. He's what he told to a union guy. You can provoke him at any, with anything. The guy walks around mumbling and cursing, sucking his thumb, wearing Depends around the White House. They won't show us the video, but we know it is, and there's Hunter in behind him dropping coke. But he thinks he can get Donald Trump to lose it. He can provoke Donald Trump to, quote, go haywire in public. That's his new strategy. Rather than focusing on the economy and jobs, they write, Biden reportedly believes that if he repeatedly and publicly taunts Trump, the former president will lose his composure, and, you know, that's going to bode well for Joe Biden. They continue, ahead of the 2024 election, sources say that behind the strategy, Biden is reportedly looking for a fight. That just cracks me up. He's looking for a fight. Joe Biden. Really? I'm telling you, if I walked up to Joe Biden and flexed, you know, real quick at him like that, he'd probably have a heart attack. Joe Biden is not looking for a fight with Trump. I read these stories and I think to myself, is this true? Do you really believe that Joe Biden's strategy is to blow up? Well, I'm going to make Donald Trump, you know, make him mad. I mean, I believe that Joe Biden may believe that. And they may very well believe it as a strategy. But if you think Trump is going to blow up at Joe Biden, it's a pipe dream. Unbelievable, I should say. They say Biden has previously taken shots at Trump, warning that his return to the White House would be a, quote, threat to the democracy. And I know Trump is like, oh my gosh, they're saying I'm a threat to the democracy. What am I going to do? Donald Trump is scared to death. How many times do we have that clip of Donald Trump? He's going down. He's going down. They're going to get him. You know what I'm talking about, right?
In breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point.
Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news.
An absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
Democrats are going to bring Trump down. And as Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a strategy till they get punched in the mouth.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.